It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, May 3rd, 2009.
Holy FDC, not catch me, for I am quite elusive. Don't care what they say, I'm still a DJ. Got my life to live. I transmit our song. They say that it's wrong, 'cause I never paid them the dough. So curse ye, scallywags, you'll never take away my pirate radio. K-Y-A.
Well, I am Ragnar Dansgaard, and you have once again found the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum. Well, we don't have very much in the Pirates in the News stories for you this week, but we do have some news from around the blogosphere. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. A few off-air recordings, actually this week, with a special off-air recording that you don't want to miss. A couple closing thoughts for me, so stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Dansgaard.
Well, it's been an interesting week here at the Pirates Week HQ. Started off the week with a severe summer storm that actually took out the electrical power for most of the county around here. That made for an extremely low noise floor. You really get to learn how much local noise you have when the power goes out. Luckily, I had the battery-powered radio to turn to. The Drake SW8 can run on 6D cells, and I was able to log a bunch of stations last weekend. Hey, a big thank you to all the Pirates on air. Really kind of made sitting alone in the dark somewhat enjoyable, DXing by candlelight, as it were. That was really cool. I also wanted to make a quick shout-out to a couple stations carrying Pirates Week. We have a new station in Iowa riding the FM airwaves. A big thank you for carrying the show. And a big thumbs up to WEXA, now simulcasting in AM with expanded coverage. Always like to see the AM stations. You got to really give it to the props to the guys who like to bury all the radios for their AM signal. Okay, it's time to bust down the door and fly open the windows. It's time to get into Pirates in the News.
Pirates in the News.
Well, not exactly pirates in the news, but people pirates like to keep an eye on, specifically the FCC. Barack Obama this week nominated Mignon Clyburn to a job as an FCC commissioner, along with Julius Genachowski, who is proposed as the FCC chairman. Clyburn will join Michael Copps as the third Democrat on the commission. The other two spots are reserved for Republican, in this case Robert McDowell and whoever the Republican leadership eventually nominates. There is deep concern about the Clyburn pick. She is an unknown outside the fact that she is the daughter of the House Majority Whip, Jim Clyburn. A little bit of a nepotism there. Some people have noted that Ms. Clyburn will be a disaster for the public interest. The dominant feeling is that she is extremely tight with the telecom incumbents, and that having her on the FCC will all but ensure a stalemate that will prevent any meaningful telecom reforms from being passed. So much for hope and change. Taking a look around the blogosphere, I found this next item on Free 103.9, the Deep Wireless, a festival of radio and transmission art. This is the 8th anniversary of the festival held in Toronto, Canada, May 1st through the 31st, a month-long celebration of radio and transmission arts, including performances, installations, broadcasts, workshops, and a youth radio residency. Also, the Radio Without Boundaries conference will occur at the end of the month. You can check out the website. I'll have links in the show notes. It's kind of a long URL, but you can check out their websites for when specific performances will occur. Actually, some of those performances will be streamed live on the Free 103.9 web stream. Take a look at it. Really cool. Deep Wireless, a festival of radio and transmissions arts in Toronto, Canada. Check it out.
FRN Forum postings.
It's time now to take a look around the internet for some relevant forum postings on Pirate Radio, starting off like we always do with the free radio network frn.net/vines. Edward Ensinger notes the possible demise of the Eaton E1. Ed says it has been reported that the E1 will be discontinued, then perhaps replaced by another model. The Eaton E1 is noted for being the finest portable on the market. Other sources say it will be just plain discontinued. This week, Amazon.com listed the E1 as out of stock and not known if it will be available. Eaton is not commenting on its future, not necessarily a good sign, but it is still available at Universal Radio. Bram Stoker posts that the Radio Azteca QSLs are in the mail and not a rejection card in the lot. Hey, he says that we all done good. Channel Z is finally on the FRN. His first post is to alert his fellow operators that Bella Barbara has a German brother. German DXer Marco Hamel has been sending out false QSL requests. After several questionable QSL requests, Channel Z set a trap by having a couple friends log a false report on the FRN of Yellow Rhino Radio. This is a station that had never aired a broadcast. And wouldn't you know it, a QSL request was sent in by the DXer Marco Hamel. It contained information taken from that false FRN posting, busting Marco as a liar and submitting false QSL requests out of Germany. So you may want to keep an eye out for QSL requests coming out of Germany by the name of Marco Hamel. Over on HF Underground, Phantom posted an interesting article he found on Rec Radio Shortwave. It's a tutorial on how to use your incoming phone line as a shortwave antenna. Originally from Bill McFadden, Bill notes that the simplest connection is a single capacitor between the phone line and the receiver. A capacitor eliminates all the phone line voltages including ringing, so that they will not harm the receiver. The capacitor should be rated at least 250 volts or higher. It goes on to describe various filters. It's an interesting article. Bill does say that the performance will vary depending on the type of phone line you have. Overhead lines usually make okay antennas. Underground lines, of course, usually don't. Phone lines carrying DSL services may be unsuitable because DSL operates over a wide spectrum. A phone line antenna will generally pick up more power line noise than a dedicated antenna, so you don't expect to use it for DX work. Nevertheless, he finds that it has outperformed the telescopic whip antennas built into many portables, so that's something you may want to take a look at, using your landline, your incoming landline telephone line as a shortwave antenna. And finally, from the Free Radio Weekly, number 690, covering free radioactivity from the April 25th through May 1st. Stations being heard on air this week include the stations of Blue Ridge Radio, CHKN, Dead Cat Radio, MAC, Radio Gaga, Radio Free Speech, Radio Josephine, Swine Flu Radio, WBNY, WEAK, and Wolverine Radio, all being heard this last week. Stations sending out QSLs this week include Radio Josephine and Blue Ridge Radio. And as I said earlier, we're all awaiting Bram Stoker's Radio Azteca QSLs to be showing up soon.
This is Jane from Radio Free Mount Airy, and you're listening to The Pirates Week with Ragnar Dennis Joel.
He's a Fookin' slug.
Okay, hey, thanks, Jane. Hey, if you didn't catch it, Jane and Cosmic Debris had their 300th show of Lumpy Gravy on WBCQ Area 51, the big two-hour broadcast on 5110 for their 300th show. Big shout-out to them. Let's get into some off-air recordings, shall we? We got a bunch of them today, and we're going to get right into it. Week Radio was listening on his Drake R8 and caught WBNY last Saturday. Yesterday, the 2nd of May, WBNY was on a marathon broadcast up on 6950 AM, started around 1645 or so, went all the way to 2000, and not just WBNY, but the commander was also relaying a bunch of other stations, KFUD, Chicken Radio, CHKN, Radio Free Speech, a whole bunch of stuff, but this is how Week Radio caught WBNY Saturday, the 2nd of March.
You had the urge to listen and not block it out. URG.
Week also caught Swine Flu Radio, 6925 Upper Sideband, the 26th of April. Swine Flu was on twice that evening. This is the sign-off of the second broadcast around 0230, Swine Flu Radio. Lex down in Texas with his patented Fug Loop. He caught Calling Marco Radio, and he threw it on the drop. That's drop.io/Pirates Week. Well, late Saturday night, the 3rd of May, around 0340 UTC, this is apparently a response to the infamous German DXer that we talked about earlier in the shows that was submitting the fake reception reports for QSLs. This is about 90 seconds worth, but fairly clear, but a bunch of static crashes due to the summer storms that are now rocking most of North America. You can hear the liar theme and then Marco repeated several times by a female voice that sounds kind of familiar to those people that like to DX weak radio stations. Take a listen to Lex with his R30C on the Fug Loop antenna of Calling Marco. Well, the last off-air recording is something special for you this time. I have a Europirate for you this week, which actually we have done before, but this is a Europirate recorded in Europe. So it's a pretty good off-air recording of Radio Dr. Tim. And if you remember from last week, Radio Dr. Tim was raided and his equipment was confiscated. This broadcast was from the day before the raid, April 17th, 2009, on 6961 kilohertz. This was the show the night before he was raided. So take a listen to Radio Dr. Tim.
This evening here, our station name is Radio Dr. Tim. I think I have not given the first time here. I guess our station name, we are Dr. Tim from Germany.
In the world of consciousness.
With dance music from the year 1997.
Let the rhythm surrounds you. Hear the groove begin.
Yesterday we talk again, sir. We are a little bit more talk. We are the talking station, the same as UK station, the bogusman. We are the bogusman from Germany. Lots of talk. Today, our station name is Radio Dr. Tim. This night, Radio Dr. Tim, the pirate duck, on 6961 kilocycle. Low power and big signals all over the world.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's piratesweek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
I was taking a look around the internet, and I stumbled across the MT blog, the Monitoring Times blog. MT Express is the electronic version of Monitoring Times. Didn't realize they had that. No postage or printing costs. It's only $20 for a subscription for Monitoring Times Express. Really cool. You know, I wonder if I start pimping them, they'll just give me a subscription. I can be bought. Also, taking a look around the internet, I did stumble across Media Minutes, an interesting story in Media Minutes this week. From the LPFM front, the low-power FM battle, comes news from pending legislation in Washington on the LPFM fight. Take a listen to this. This is, like I said, from Media Minutes.
Last week, more than 40 representatives from community radio stations and groups hoping to obtain broadcast licenses visited Washington, D.C. to tell their stories to Congress. In a series of visits to congressional offices, the Federal Communications Commission, and the White House, they urged action on the Local Community Radio Act, a bill that would put more low-power FM, or LPFM, radio stations on the air. Some of the visitors were from existing LPFM stations and came to D.C. to explain the wide array of benefits that local radio can bring. They included KPCNLP, an LPFM in Woodburn, Oregon, that broadcasts in four languages native to the indigenous communities of the local farm workers. Also there was WRFNLP, Radio Free Nashville, a station with nearly 100 local programmers broadcasting community news and local music, providing an antidote to the five clear channel stations dominating the local airwaves. Others came to talk about the radio stations their community wanted to start but can't get on the air until this legislation passes. The Chicago Independent Radio Project, or CHIRP, is pulling together everything needed to get their station on the air, right down to the drywall for its studio. And Detroit Summer, which organizes youth-led media arts projects, came to speak about the particular needs that cities face and how LPFMs can help them achieve their mission. Democratic Representative Mike Doyle of Pennsylvania, who introduced the legislation in the House with Republican Representative Lee Terry of Nebraska, stated at a policy briefing last Thursday that Rick Boucher, the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Communications Subcommittee, seemed inclined to move toward a hearing on the legislation soon, the crucial next step toward putting more LPFM stations on the air. To learn more about the Local Community Radio Act, visit PrometheusRadio.org.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Wow, 22 minutes. This is a short show this week, I guess. Hey, well, I got a bit of time to fill, so I'm going to go out with some music. Haven't done that in a while. Captain Dan and a Scurvy Crew sent me their new album a couple months ago. He said I could air it if I had some time to do so. So brace yourself for some pirate hip-hop music with a couple tracks from their new album, From the Seas to the Streets. Going to be interesting for you. Something new. Okay, so what did we learn this week? Well, we learned false QSL reports are coming out of Germany, so keep a heads up for that. You can use your telephone line as an antenna. That's kind of interesting. And we also learned that, yep, I can be bought. Okay, so until next time, guys, as always, thanks for listening. And here you go, Captain Dan and his Scurvy Crew.
Maritime beat. From the seas to the street, get about your seat. From the seas to the street, the most wanted fleet. From the seas to the street, with buccaneer technique. From the seas to the street, we got the maritime beat. From the seas to the street, get about your seat. From the seas to the street, the most wanted fleet. From the seas to the street, with buccaneer technique. From the seas to the streets, to the mic, to your speaker. Every other red sea on the oceans is weaker. Royal Navy can't find me, got witches right beside me. Your sloop destroyed after we applied broadside to thee. We never idle, tendencies leaning homicidal. Brutality unbridled, make enemies suicidal. We turn them derelict before verse 3. It's a love affair between naval warfare and me. Gonna do Scurvy Crew coming through.
best get under the decks, cause we flow in like the ocean, give your Navy a test. Be the only rapping pirates from the east to the west. From the seas to the streets,
we got the maritime beat.
From the seas to the streets,
get about your seats.
From the seas to the streets,
the most wanted fleets.
From the seas to the streets,
with buccaneer technique.
From the seas to the streets,
we got the maritime beat.
From the seas to the streets,
get about your seats.
From the seas to the streets,
the most wanted fleets.
From the seas to the streets,
with buccaneer technique.
Caribbean dream, it's the meaning of scheming. So when we show up on the shores, you know we're wheeling and dealing. The waves are screaming and creaming after they're stealing your semen. I just tell it like it is, I'm not being demeaning. So check it, we get hectic and wrecked. You know it's unexpected that the sturdy crew stays connected. From the streets to the seas, but I bleed up the keys. We heat up the trees, defeat enemies. Complete expertise, compete with us, please.
From the seas to the streets,
we got the maritime beat.
From the seas to the streets,
get about your seats.
From the seas to the streets,
the most wanted fleets.
From the seas to the streets,
with buccaneer technique.
From the seas to the streets,
we got the maritime beat.
From the seas to the streets,
get about your seats.
From the seas to the streets,
the most wanted fleets.
From the seas to the streets,
with buccaneer technique.
Depends on events. Scars serve as reminders to have more sense. I be cunning, keep this vessel up and running. Oversee that the gunner's sober enough to be gunning. When we capture a ship, I split up what we earn. I decide what we keep and decide what we burn. I'm first off to battle and last to return. I'm the best at what I do, so watch and learn. In charge of distribution, prize, powder, and execution. If a matey acts up, I got the solution. From having them swap decks to breaking their necks, the quartermaster position is quite complex.
We live in piracy, it has to be alive and free. Democracy, we rock the sea. The code will be the road for me. I'd die for you, would you die for me? We live by the code, we die by the code. Finding the gold and lining our holds. We know, we the brethren of the coast and buccaneers with the most. Raise a toast to your brothers while you speak in that oath. What?
Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web. We meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.